Last week in the prayer of the church, we asked God for his rich blessings. O Lord, you will that we live a holy life and love our neighbors as ourselves. Give us your Holy Spirit and teach us to honor authority, protect life, cherish marriage, respect possessions, defend reputations, and be content with the gifts you give us. Yet we also confess before God and the congregation that we are by nature sinful and unclean, that we have sinned against God and neighbor in thought, word, and deed. We know what we should do, but we have failed. The message that we heard last Sunday was not the condemnation of the law, nor was it a list of rules that we must keep. Rather, we heard that Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, fulfilled the law on our behalf. He gives us his righteousness and takes our sin upon himself. He bore the guilt and punishment of our transgressions upon the cross, and for his sake we are given complete forgiveness and everlasting life. As we live our lives in the light of the Ten Commandments, loving God above all things and serving our neighbors, we desire to join with each other to receive God's rich gifts of grace and mercy. Where better to hear the truth of God's Word than at Trinity Lutheran Church at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning? You will hear of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ. May our Lord continue to richly bless you with his good gifts. Amen.